USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. U.S. lawmakers convene once more as Republicans in the House still have yet to agree on who will serve as Speaker. Conservative GOP lawmakers still blocking leader Kevin McCarthy's pathway for now, but the California congressman says he's working on it.
It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And now we have to finish for the American public.
Lawmakers were set to reconvene on the matter of a Speaker of the House late tonight. The Biden administration announcing another promise of foreign aid to Ukraine.
Today, the United States will demonstrate our continued enduring commitment with the announcement of over $3 billion in new military assistance to Ukraine.
It includes dozens of Bradley fighting vehicles and other armed personnel carriers. President Vladimir Putin recently ordered a ceasefire to observe Orthodox Christmas. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
President Biden's weekend visit to the Texas border is not sitting well with the state's Republican governor. Governor Greg Abbott wants an end to the catch-and-release border policy, which he says incentivizes illegal immigration.
It took only a year under the Biden administration to have the most illegal border crossings ever.
Instead, President Biden announced a humanitarian parole program that will allow 30,000 individuals a month from several Central and South American nations to be paroled into the U.S. for a two-year period. Police suggest in southeastern Virginia a six-year-old student allegedly shot and seriously injured a woman who was teaching him during an incident in the classroom. Meanwhile, police swarming an Atlanta-area mall after at least one person was shot there Friday.
Police confirm it happened at Perimeter Mall in Dunwoody, a suburb of Atlanta. One person was taken into custody, according to Dunwoody police. Once the suspect was arrested, the area returned to normal. There's no word on the condition of the victim. I'm Dave Collins.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A Mexico City judge halting the extradition of famed drug lord El Chapo's son. Reports say the Mexican army captured prominent cartel leader Ovidio Guzman Lopez during a raid in the northern state of Sinaloa Thursday. The operation led to the deaths of 29 people, 10 military personnel, and 19 gang members. The U.S. is seeking Guzman's extradition for drug trafficking charges and has a warrant for his arrest from 2019. New research shows that Americans may not be so popular around the world.
The United States may be one of the most free and powerful countries in the world, but that doesn't make us immune from haters. Based on polls conducted by Pew Research Center and others, the top four countries Americans should avoid are Sweden, with 34% hating on Americans, Turkey at 73%, Egypt at 85%, and Argentina with 57% of their citizens hating on America. I'm Lance Pry.
Today's show weatherman, Al Roker, detailing a recent medical crisis. He returned to the daily NBC morning show after being hospitalized twice in recent months.
I have missed you guys so very much. You are my second family, and it's just great to be back and wearing pants. So, fun. It's so much fun.
The 68-year-old Roker had blood clots, two bleeding ulcers, and had his colon resectioned. Roker returned to the show after missing 2 months. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
level. Maybe just like old times, only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapter. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!